instead in faith to God and obey him and follow him. And again, community, doing this in the presence of the body can help with this. So we hear the testimonies, we hear the testifiers around us saying this is the faithfulness of God. And we experience in our own lives the weightiness that we carry, and we're exhorted to lay that aside, to rid ourselves of those things and not pick them up again. And then the author says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. You need endurance. But then he saves the best thing for last. As many good examples as we can have, I can still be discouraged and still not run. As much as I can try to empty myself of every weight and every sin, I can still be discouraged and still think, oh, there's more, and I just can't get over it. The author holds before us a final vision, an ultimate vision. He says, let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes or looking away to Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The author says, ultimately, as a runner, as we're running down the track, our gaze ultimately is not at the witnesses around us. We're not going to look all over and say, and ultimately run toward these people who are giving testimony. Our gaze ultimately isn't focused into ourselves and just continually inward gazing and trying to figure everything out about our own lives, though we must certainly confess sin and get rid of it. It's not ultimately fixed on the track, not ultimately on the all these challenges and these things I have to overcome, these things I'm going to have to do this and this, though we have to, yes, live in this world. Ultimately, our vision is looking away to someone who has run this race before. And he calls him the author and perfecter of faith. Looking to Jesus. Why Jesus? The author and perfecter of faith. What does this mean? These descriptions is a majestic description of our Savior. And it's a bit difficult to understand exactly what the author is saying here. This word author, you probably have a different translation. Some of you may have pioneer or leader or champion or prince or initiator. It's a word that it's difficult to define. It's the idea of leading, but also leading in the sense of going before, but also in the sense of perhaps of presiding over. It's one who has run this race before, but has also made a way for others to follow. I like one commentator uses the word trailblazer. It's one who has made a path, opened up a way, and where there was no path before. So Jesus has run this race, the author's saying, and now there's a way for us to follow. Now there's a way for us to walk with God. He's the author, he's the initiator, and he's the finisher, he's the perfecter, he's the completer of faith. From start to finish, Christ has done it. He has run this race. And the author may be saying, he's saying a lot in this phrase, but at the minimum, what he is saying is that Jesus is the greatest runner. Jesus is the premier example of living the life of faith. Why look to Jesus? Because he did perfectly everything we as his followers are being called to do. He ran a race. It was an agony for him. It was a difficult race. He endured. The author is calling us to endure. He says of Jesus, he endured the cross. And we can say, yeah, but Jesus is God. Of course he can do those things. Well, according to Paul in Philippians, Jesus actually laid aside all of his privileges. He laid aside his Godhead, not his Godhead, but he laid aside all that he was able to do, and he came in the form of a servant. And so Jesus did everything in his life in dependence. He showed dependence on the Father. He did this by dependence and submission to God. He spoke the Father's words. He said, I don't speak my own words. I only speak what the Father told me to speak. He was led by God. He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. He was led by God in his ministry. He yielded himself to God's will. He said, in the garden, he said to God, if it's possible, let this cup be taken from me, but not my will, but yours be done. And ultimately, he gave himself into God's hands. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. In other words, Jesus exemplified a life of trusting submission to God. He ran this race. He is the author and perfecter. He is the trailblazer of faith. So in other words, the author is saying, you want to run this race? Look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. He is the one who has gone before you. And so we can say, well, how did Jesus run? It says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. F.F. Bruce has written about crucifixion. He says, to die by crucifixion was to plumb the lowest depths of disgrace. It was a punishment reserved for those who were deemed of all men most unfit to live, a punishment for submen. Yet Jesus, our Savior, despised the shame. This did not deter Jesus from completing his race. At the end, we read, he is sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Runners don't sit down unless they finish their course. Jesus ran before us, but he is also the completer of faith. He is the perfecter of faith, and he has sat down. And one of the beautiful themes that Hebrews unfolds is that Jesus has sat down. And the author elsewhere in the book will compare Jesus to the priests, and he says the priests in the temple, they're daily ministering, and they're standing up, and they're day-to-day, they're doing their duties, and they can never sit down because their work is never done. But then he says, but Jesus came, and he offered himself as a sacrifice once and for all, and then he sat down. In other words, his work is done. Once and for all, he has made a way for his people to come to God. It's done. It's finished. And he sat down. He finished the race. So now we can follow him. And he did this all for the joy set before him. He endured the cross for the joy set before him. And this seems to be none other than that sitting down at God's right hand, that Jesus was exalted to God's right hand. He looked forward to that day when he was going to be exalted at God's hand again, when God would be ultimately glorified and when a way would be made for his people to come to God. That was the joy set before our Savior. I can't think of a greater motivation for us who would run the race and to someday stand before God, to be in God's presence, and to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. To sit down in God's presence, say, we're done. As Paul says, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the course, I've kept the faith. Some of us today are suffering. Perhaps you're suffering for being a Christian. It's not popular to be a Christian. Perhaps you're suffering for following God, for doing what God has called you to do. Perhaps you're suffering in your relationships. Perhaps you're suffering in financially. Perhaps you're suffering in other ways, and you're wondering, it's not right. This is hard. This is painful. Why am I suffering? I'm following God. And the author of Hebrews would encourage us in that moment. He would say, remember what the witnesses are saying. Lay aside the things that are going to get in the way, but look to Jesus, because he knows. He's run this race before. He knows. So he'll even say in verse 3, he says, for consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that you will not grow weary, fainting in your souls. You're discouraged. You're feeling like giving up. The people he's writing to are feeling like giving up. And he's saying, Jesus has been there. He knows. He knows. And he endured to the point of shedding his own blood. And he says, you haven't endured to that point yet. Keep on going. Keep on running. Keep on looking to Jesus. He is the author and the finisher of your faith. He has gone before. He has made a way for you to follow. And he has sat down at God's right hand. You know what that tells me? It tells me if I trust in Jesus, if I follow him, someday I'm going to get to sit down too. I'm going to get to sit down too. My race is going to be finished. Our race will be finished, and we will enjoy being in God's presence too. So let's look to Jesus. Let's hear the witnesses. Let's hear what they are saying. Let's continue to share with one another what God is doing. Let's look back and remember what God has done. Let's continually lay aside the hindrances. Let's continually lay aside the sin. And let's continually look to Jesus. And we want to do that as a body. This is a corporate race. We want to do that as a church. We want to do that with one another. And so we're going to do small groups. There are various things going on here. We can meet with each other in other places other than that. So you know what we're doing on Sundays. Next week we're having communion. And we're going to look to Jesus together, specifically in his sacrifice for us. And after that, we're going to begin looking into the book of Ephesians. And we're going to look at what Jesus has done for us and how he has changed who we are and how, because of what Jesus has done, that changes how we live. And so we're going to do that together as a congregation here. So don't lose heart. Be encouraged. Don't give up. Keep running the race, because God is faithful. Our Savior is faithful. So let's run this race together. Let's pray. Father, thank you for going before us. Thank you that you are not a God who just stands at the finish line and says, come on, try as well as you can. But you are a God who actually took on human skin and actually ran this race for us. And you did it to bring us to God. You did it to the very giving up of your life. Thank you so much that we follow a Savior with the wounds in his hands, who knows what it is to run better than any of us here. And God, would you help us? Oh, give us strength, give us grace to look to him, to look to Jesus every day for strength in running this race. Thank you that you are with us, that you promised never to leave us. Thank you that you are faithful and you can be trusted. And we do trust you, God. We pray it in the awesome name of Jesus. Amen.
Let's close this service by let's rise and sing, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.